Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is daf Zayin in Masechet Shabbos, the 69th daf in Shas. We pick up on Vavam Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. The Gemara on daf Vavam and Aleph, in a very important Gemara, had told us there are 4 Rishuyos on Shabbos: Rishus Hayachar, Rishus Harabim, Karmelis, and Malkum Ptur. We are now up to the Karmelis Sugya. Karmelis is an area which is not a Rishus Hayachar nor Rishus Harabim, because the Rabbanan made that area, which was not a Rishus HaRabim, into an area that is usur to carry, if you will, a Rishus HaRabim midRabbanan. What are those areas? Amar Mar, Aval Yam, Bika, V'Istavnius, V'HaKarmelis, Einan Lo K'Rishus HaYachim, Lo K'Rishus HaRabim. It's usur midRabbanan to carry into those areas. Ask the Gemara, U'Bika, Einan Lo K'Rishus HaYachim, Lo K'Rishus HaRabim. Is a valley neither Rishus HaYachim nor Rishus HaRabim? V'Hot Tanan. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Taharis, in Perik Vav, Habika b'yimos ha'chama, Rishus ha'yach l'rishabes, Rishus ha'rabim l'toma. We learned that a valley during the summer months is considered Rishus ha'yach on Shabbos and a Rishus ha'rabim vis-a-vis toma. Rashi explains that during the summer years, people do not plant. Therefore, on Shabbos, since the rabim does not go there, it has a din of a Rishus ha'yach. On the other hand, in terms of toma, we know that there is a basic concept in Tumah, and that is Safek Tumah Bershus Hayachid is Tameh, Safek Tumah Bershus Harabim is Tahar. Often we need to define, was the Safek in a Rishus Hayachid, or was the Safek in a Rishus Harabim? When it comes to Tumah, we treat the valley as being a Rishus Harabim. The reason for that is that even though people don't generally walk there, it's not impossible to find people there. And when it comes to the halachas of Tuma, the source, Safik Tuma Rishus Hayachid, is learned out from Sota. Vihi nitma'a, the makam stira, tmeyahi lebailo misafik. This is based on the Gemara in Saita, on Daf Chachesam and Aleph. Umikan atadon sheretz, Rashi concludes 3 lines from the bottom. Starts 3 lines from the bottom, ends 2 lines from the bottom. So as long as the area is not private for Tuma, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. A bedroom is private. An area where not a lot of people walk would still qualify as a Rishus HaRabim vis-a-vis Tuma, even though for Shabbos it would qualify as a Rishus HaYachid. So we have a steer. There it also says, B'mos HaShamim Rishus HaYachid L'kan L'kan, that during the winter months where it's raining, so then it's a Rishus HaYachid for both areas, because people don't go in there at all because there's planting that's taking place there. The stira is that here we see that when it comes to a bika, that a valley is considered throughout the year, vis-a-vis halachos of Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid. Amar ula lo'ilim karmelis havi. No, our Tosefta got it right. It is a karmelis. The Mishnah in Taharis said the opposite. V'amaykar l'shus HaYachid, l'fi she'eino Rishus HaRabim. When the Mishnah says that it's Rishus HaYachid of Shabbos, it doesn't mean that if you carry from Rishus HaRabim into that bika, you'd be over in Isser D'Oraisa? No. It's just not a Rishus HaRabim. In other words, it's a Karmelis in Isser D'Rabbanan. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi tries to make it fit more neatly into the words in Taharis. At the end of the day, the Mishnah did say Rishus HaYachid L'Shabbos. Continues the Gemara on top of Zayin Amanalf, Kegoin D'Isla Mechitzis. The case that the Mishnah in Taharis is describing is where it has Mechitzis. It's surrounded by walls. If it's surrounded by walls, then it's mamish or Rishus HaYachid. V'chi hadu amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. As ula told in the name Rabbi Yochanan, karfef yosir mibeis sasayim. An area. The best way to translate karfef would be an enclosure. An enclosure that's more than 2 sasayim, which is a significant amount of space. Shelo hukaf ladira. It wasn't surrounded for people to live in, vafilu kur vafilu kuraim, even if it's as large as the size of a kur or a kuraim, hazorik l'say chayiv. Nevertheless, even though it wasn't built with walls intended for people to live in it, nevertheless, you're chayiv. My time of mechitzahi. The reason it's considered Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah is because it's surrounded by mechitzas. Ella shemuchasas diurin. It's just that people, for whatever reason, are not living there. Like, for example, a farming area. Analyze the Gemara. Bishlema Rav Ashi lo amar kidu ula. I understand why Rav Ashi gave another pshat and didn't learn like ula, because he made the Mishnah in Taharis lav dafka. He said, Eino Rishus Rabim is what the Mishnah meant, and not that it's mamish Rishus HaYachid. However, the other way around is not so clear. Ela Ula my time lo amar kishmaitse. Ula could have given Rav Ashi's pshat and quoted himself. He himself was the one who taught us this halacha of a karfeif, that a karfeif is considered shusay yachid. Amar lecha, I will respond to you, it's not honest. Id islam mechitzis bika karila. If it has mechitzis, is it called a bika? Karfeif, it was called a karfeif. Ravashi is going to respond back. You're saying that I translated something not based on its simple meaning. In other words, your criticism to me is that it shouldn't be called a bika. It should be called a karfeif. That's why my pshat is wrong. Rishus hayachik tani. The Mishnah also used the expression Rishus HaYachid, and you changed its meaning. So just like you have the right to change the meaning of Rishus HaYachid, that's legitimate, I think it's even more legitimate to define a Bika as a Karfeif. The Gemara continues to analyze the list that we had given for the Carmelist, which was Bika, Yam, Istavnius, and then, strangest of strange, we repeated and said Veha Carmelist. That's strange. Asks Gemara Altukulu Namilav Carmelist Ninhu. Why do we add this? We were just describing the category of Carmelist. What does it mean Veha Carmelist? Kesar Dimyam Rabbi Yochanan Lo Nitzrucha Ela Karin Zavis. No, Veha Carmelist is coming to refer to a Karin Zavis. Hasmuch Le Rishus Harabim. Karin Zavis is a corner where the Rishus Harabim abets to a house where the majority of traffic does not go into that area, and the reason it doesn't go into that area is because the flow of traffic will reach bang into another house if it would go into that corner. On the other hand, it is used, as the Gemara says, b'shas hadchak. Da'afagav d'zimna d'dachki be'rab v'ayelagava, kim d'lo nicha tashmishtei, it's not easy to use because the traffic will stop there, and it is by a house. Therefore, it's not a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim, ki Carmelis dami. We consider it like a Carmelis. Pnei Yoshua asks, at the end of the day, the Gemara was mokim. It described what the Carmelis refers to. It refers to as a Karin Zavis. But the question becomes, why did the Gemara refer to it as Carmelis? Why did the Gemara not just refer to it as Karin Zavis? Pnei Yoshua answers that Taisus on Davovim and Alphim, Dibra Maschil, Carmelis, described that the word Carmel comes from the word Carmel Rach, which refers to something that is neither entirely moist nor entirely dry. Or the way we would say it, a mixture, a hybrid of different things. The Pnei Yeshua points out that the other examples of a Carmelis that are halachically are a Carmelis, like for example, Bika and Estavanius, don't really epitomize the notion of something that is both a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYachid, as well as a Karin Zavis. The Karin Zavis, on the one hand, is literally part of the Rishus HaRabim. It's part of the municipal street. On the other hand, it juts into an area that is generally a private domain. Thorough traffic cannot go through there because it will bang into another house. So it has both properties. It's a mixture. It's an androgynous of both a Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. And that fits in beautifully to the words of Carmelis. Now, a Yam and a Bika do have the din of a Carmelis, but they don't epitomize the idea of a conflict between both Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. Hence, the Pnei Yeshua says that's the reason why Karin Zavis was referred to as Carmelis. Yasar of Dimi Amr Rabbi Yochan, Bein Ha'amudin Nidon Ke Carmelis. Rabbi Yochan had suggested a different shot. Just like we saw that this area of the Karin Zavis is considered a Carmelis, the Gemara now quotes another teaching of Rabbi Yochan in this regard. An area that's connected to the Rishus HaRabim, yet nevertheless has a din of a Carmelis. Kesar of Dimi Rabbi Yochan, another halacha. Beino Amudim. In a platya was the plaza where they sold many things. They used to have an area where they would hang merchandise on an amud, on poles. Nidon Carmelis. That area where the merchandise is, there the Rabim doesn't hang out there. That has a din of a Carmelis. My time. Afogav de Darsi be Rabim. Even though the Rabbim use it, they go there, they purchase clothing there, they look at it. Since it's not a part of their path, it's not an area that people traverse in their walking. For that reason, since they don't walk there in the plaza, it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelis. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Yehuda, it's the Vashlefnei Amudim, Nidon Ke Carmelis. The portico, like the porch area where the merchants would sit, also has a din of a karmelis. Leman d'amar beinu amudin, the one who holds that beinu amudin is considered karmelis, kol shekein itztava, because none of the public goes where the merchants are. That's an area that's designated for merchants. If amud beinu amudin, where the public goes, is considered karmelis, certain. There, the public doesn't go there. They're not wanted there, and they're not comfortable there. There they want to go. That's where they're going to check out the clothes that they want to buy. Lo, then in such a case, just because you said an itztava is considered a karmelis doesn't necessarily mean that beinu amudim would consider a karmelis. Lishna achrina, another lashon presents the following: Aval beinu amudim dezimnin d'daras le'rabim kirushus harabim damya. Not like the tradition that had told us before that beinu amudim is considered like a karmelis, but there is another tradition that goes in the opposite direction that says since the public feels comfortable to go there, even though it's not a thorough fear, nevertheless it's considered just harabim. Put a big period here because this ends the first part of our Gemara. Gemara continues. Amar Rabba Bar Shilam Rav Chizda Levenas Kufa Birushus Harabim. If there is a brick that is standing straight up in Rishus Harabim, Vizarak Vitoch Bifaneha, and he throws. Rashi adds that we have to be assuming that it's an object that's sticky. Rashi says like a thick fig. He throws it against the brick, chayif, he's going to be chayif. If he threw it dalet amos and it rests on the side, then it's considered as if it rested on the rishus harabim, because anything below ten tvachim is considered on the part of the rishus harabim. Rashi adds that if it was sitting on top of an object, then if the object was less than 3 from the ground, it would be considered as connected to the ground. If it's on the side, as in our case, then up until 10 tfachim, as in our case, where the fig stuck against the side of the brick, one would be chayiv, because it's considered as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. Abai v'rova d'amri tarvayu. The Gemara continues, Al-Gaba, however, if it lands on top of the brick, potter. The halacha is that it rested in a makom ptur. Rashi explains that those things that have a particular purpose, like the top of a brick or the top of a wall, are considered a rishus by themselves if they're above 3 tvachim from the ground. And for that reason, it's considered as if it landed on the separate rishus, which is a makom ptur. Abayev Rava Damri Tarvayu, Abayev Rava just added that it's considered a rishus by itself, only if it's 3 tvachim high. Then it could be considered a separate area in a makom ptur because the public doesn't walk on it. Aval hizmi vehigi, but if it's the areas that have thorns, afagav delogvi shlosha, if people don't walk by it, so then in such a case it's also a makom ptur. Even thorns people walk by. Aval tsoa excrement lo. Ravashi Amar Afilu Tzoa. Even if it's landed near an area of Tzoa, or on top of an area of Tzoa, nevertheless, it's considered as if it landed in Rishus Rabim, even though people don't want to walk on it. Incidentally, people sometimes do. The Gemara drives home this point by quoting Rabba's teaching from the yeshiva of Rav Shila. Amar Rabba Dvei Rav Shila Kiyasar Vdima Amar Rabbi Yochan Ein Karmelis Chusa Me'ar Bo. Karmelis is not something that's smaller than the width and length of 4x4 tefachim. Hence, if it lands on an area that's less than that width, in such a case it's considered as if landing on a makom ptur, and as we mentioned above, if the dvela landed on the side of the brick, so that in such a case, up until 10 tefachim, it's connected to the ground. However, if it landed on the top of the brick, so then in such a case the brick is less than 4x4, it's considered as if landing on a makom ptur, and hence the halacha is that he's going to be potter. V'amar Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes taught another halacha vis-a-vis the karmelis. V'toifeses ad asara, and it grabs up until 10. The Gemara tries to understand what does it mean, it grabs until 10. The pshat will only become clear about 3 lines from the bottom of the amud. Let's travel the trajectory of the Gemara. That if it has a mechitza of 10 tefachim, then it's considered karmelis. V'loi, that's not correct. V'amar of Gidol, Amar of Chia bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Bayi she'im b'soich ha'asara, Ukruya mashlima la'asara, Al gagoi muto talto b'kulo, B'soichoi emetalto b'y eladalat amas. The halacha is that if you have a ceiling which begins, let's say, 8 tefachim from the ground, and then is 2 tefachim thick, so then inside the area, the room, below the roof, you cannot carry, because it's considered a karmelis. So we see from here that a karmelis does not require a fence that is 10 tefachim high. Tangentially also, the halacha is that above it, you're allowed to, because the fences go up and above the concept of good achis mechitzos that we've discussed before to make the area above a rishus hayachid. We see from here, therefore, that when it comes to a karmelis, you don't need a gate of 10 tefachim. Elamai v'tofeses ha'arasar, da'arasar hu da'ave karmelis, lemala ma'asar tefachim, lo have karmelis. Maybe the chidush is like this, that v'tofeses ha'arasar is telling you that up until 10 is considered a karmelis, above that is not considered a karmelis, but rather is considered a makom p'tur. The Gemara will bear out in a moment that just like the halacha of a Rishus HaRabim is that a Rishus HaRabim is defined by 10 tefachim of airspace to the ground, above that is not considered the Rishus HaRabim, so too in regards to Karmelis. That was what Rav Sheshis was teaching when he says, V'tofeses Arasara, that the domain of the Karmelis is from the ground of the Karmelis until 10 tefachim. V'chihad Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda. And it's consistent with the teaching that Shmuel had taught Rav Yehuda. Shinina, sharp one. Lo tavi b'mili de Shabbos al ma'ala me'asara. Never say that something is usher on Shabbos if it's a bun above 10 tefachim. L'may hilchasa. For what halacha was he teaching him? If he was saying that there's no such thing as a rishus hayachid above 10, that if a person throws something in a Rishus HaYachid and it lands in the airspace of Rishus HaYachid, however it's high up from the ground, says Rav Chizda, and we're going to have this later on based on the Gemara in Erevin Lamed Beis Amed Beis and Lamed Daled Amed Beis, that Rishus HaYachid's Ola Ad L'Rakia, the airspace of Rishus HaYachid dominates up until the highest of the heavens. V'zarech menach al gabav afilu gavaya mea ama chayiv. Even if it's as high as 100 amos, you're chayiv. Mepnei she rishus hayachid oyle adorakia. Because rishus hayachid goes up until the heavens. So what do we see? You could not have been talking when Shmuel taught Rav Yehuda and said shinina. He could not have been talking about a rishus hayachid. Ela de'en rishus harabim l'mala me'asara. No, he was teaching maybe that there's no rishus harabim above 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, Masnisen he, that we needed Shmuel to teach Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Mishnah. Disnan, as we learn later on Sadi Vavam Beis, we're going to get to Perek HaZorek Beizer Hashem Yisbarech. We will have eclipsed way more Beizer Hashem of 100 tapim in Shas. On the Tzadi Vavla Mebeis, there we have Perek HaZorek, which returns to many of the halachos of transferring objects from one domain to the next. And there the mission learns, HaZorek Dalet Amos Mikosa L'malo Me'asar Tvachim. If a person throws an object four Amos up until a wall where it sticks against the wall above 10 Tvachim from the ground, Kizorek Bavir. It's considered as if he threw into the air, and it's not considered as if it landed into the Rishus HaRabim. So imagine if you've got a wall, and someone throws, take again our sticky object that we have on Zayin Amid Aleph, a sticky fig. If the sticky fig lands against the wall in the Rishus HaRabim, sticks against it higher than 10 Tvachim, in such a case, even if you threw from Rishus HaYachid, you're not going to be Chayiv. That area is what we call a Makom Ptur. So Kizarek Ba'avir, Lamata Me'asar Tvachim, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, Kizarek Ba'aretz. Then it's considered as if it landed on the ground. So that yisod, that there's a difference between above 10 and less than 10 Roshus HaRabim, that is already Mishnayic material, that's already a Mishnah, Bezer Hashem will see later on. That couldn't have been what the great Amorayim were discussing with each other, as if they were teaching themselves something that they were already holding with Mishnayis on their fingertips. So that can't be what it is. Ela Carmelis. Rather, must be talking about a Carmelis. The Ein Carmelis, Lemala Me'asar. That a Carmelis is not more than 10 Tvachim. Vakilu Bar Rabbanan, and therefore the Rabbanan, it turns out, gave the Carmelis two different sets of Kulas. The Kula, a Kula from Rishus HaYachid, and a Kula from Rishus HaRabim. Mikulei Rishus HaYachid, u Mikulei Rishus HaRabim. Mikulei Rishus HaYachid, they grabbed the Kula from Rishus HaYachid, the Iikam Makom Arbahu, the Havi Karmelis, V'ilo Makom Ptur. That if it's not 4x4 wide, in such a case, then it's not considered, a Karmelis is considered Makom Ptur. V'ilo, and if it's not, Makom Ptur Ba'almahu. Mikulei Rishus HaRabim, we gave it the kulam of the kulas of Rishus HaRabim, the Adasaruhu Tvachim Hu Dehavi Karmelis, up until 10 Tvachim is considered Karmelis, Lemalo Me'asar Tvachim Lo Havi Karmelis, like we saw in regards to Rishus HaRabim, that the area above is a Makom Ptur. The Gemara continues, Gufa Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Rav Gidol, in the name of Rav, is going to extend the concept of Carmelis and show how one can change a Carmelis into a Rishus Hayachid. Bayis she'ein tocho yud. If there is a tiny hut that isn't 10 tefachim high, ukruyo mashlimo la'asara, and the roof actually in its thickness reaches 10, but inside the house it's less than 10. When you're standing inside, as we described before, for example, the height is 8 tvachim, and then the roof is 2 tvachim high. You're allowed to carry on top of the roof. But inside, you're not allowed to. You could only carry 4 amas, because it has a din of a Carmelis. Amar Abaye, now Abaye constructs something brilliant. Here is the way in which one can transform, one of the ways one can transform a Carmelis into Rishus Hayachid. Vim chokak boy dalid al dalid. If he digs into the ground a width of dalid al dalid tfachim, in other words, in our case that the height of the ceiling was 8 tfachim high, he digs another 2 tfachim into the ground with a width of dalid al dalid, vihishlimo la asara, and now the ceiling is 10 tfachim from the bottom as opposed to 8 tfachim, mutl tatl bekulo, he's allowed to carry in all of it. The emphasis over here is bekulo. Not only could he carry in that entrenched area into the ground where he dug in 2 tfachim, but even the sides as well. My time, what's the reason you're allowed to carry in all of it? Have a chure rishus hayachid ki rishus hayachidami. We consider the other area, which is only 8 tfachim from the ceiling, and really is a Carmelis, like holes of a Rishus HaYachid. We're going to see later on, we'll have two opinions in the Gemara, that there are times that if you have a Rishus, for example, the two opinions we mentioned is if you have a Rishus HaRabim, and then there are holes that open to a Rishus HaRabim, it could very well be that those holes assume its status. Over here as well, since primarily, once it's a Dalet al Dalet, that area has a din of Rishus HaYachid, it's Dalet al Dalet, and it's 10 Tfachim from the ceiling, it has a din of Rishus HaYachid. Once it has a Rishus HaYachid, then the whole area around it are considered like the holes of the Rishus HaYachid. Chur Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachidam. Chure Rishus HaRabim. What about holes of a Rishus HaRabim? There we're talking about a wall that abets a Rishus HaRabim and has wall and has holes inside of it. Abaye Omer Kirushus HaRabim Dom. Abaye says it's considered like the Rishus HaRabim itself. Rava Omer Lav Kirushus HaRabim Dom. Rava says it's not considered like the Rishus HaRabim. Omer Le Rava La Abaye. Rava said to Abaye, Lidi Doch Dar Mechurei Rishus HaRabim Kirushus HaRabim Dom. You who say that the holes of Rishus HaRabim are considered like the Rishus HaRabim. Maishna Mehadichi Asr of Dimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. In our Gemara on Zayin Amud Aleph, we have this teaching of Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we're discussing what constitutes a Carmelis, and there we learned earlier that he holds that a Keren Zavis Hasmucha L'Rishus HaRabim is considered a Karmelis. We mentioned that Keren Zavis is when a Rishus HaRabim ends in a corner by a house, the public thoroughfare doesn't follow through, and for that reason it's not considered Rishus HaRabim, but rather it turns into a Karmelis, even though it's part of the public municipality. Asks the Gemara, how are you, who says a Churei Rishus HaYachid are considered like Rishus HaYachid, and here's the critical part, Churei Rishus HaRabim is considered like a Rishus HaRabim. How could you, Abaye, say that? V'tehave, in the case of the Keren Zavis, Kechurei Rishus HaRabim. It should be considered like the holes of the Rishus HaRabim. So why, by Keren Zavis, do we say it's a Karmelis? B'churei Rishus HaRabim, you, Abaye, hold, that's considered like Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara answers, Keren Zavis is on a lower plane, because hasam lo nicha tashmishte hacha nishla tashmishte. When it comes to the Keren Zavis, there doesn't serve any purpose for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. It's not nicha tashmishte. However, churei Rishus HaRabim, Abaye claims, it serves a purpose. And since it serves a purpose, that you could put your objects there, so therefore the halacha is that it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara continues to test this idea that Chorei Rishus HaRabim are considered like the Rishus HaRabim, the opinion of Abaye. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah later on Sadi Tesem Mebeis, and we had quoted it earlier, not directly, but a similar type of case on Amud Aleph when we spoke about the sticky fig that stuck against the block. Similarly, the Mishnah states, Hazarik Dalet Amas Bikosa Lamala Me'asara. If someone throws up against a wall, presumably, again, you need a sticky object that's sticking against the wall. Kizorek ba'avir. Then, in such a case, it's considered as if you threw it and landed in the air, because if it landed above 10 tfachim, it's in a makom ptur. Lamato miyasar tfachim. If it's less than 10, kizorek ba'aretz. It's considered as if it landed on the ground. Vavinim ba, we ask, my kizorek ba'aretz. What do you mean it's considered as if it landed on the ground? V'holo nach, it didn't land. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan bidvela shmeina shanu. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it stopped right there. It got stuck because of the sticky fig. V'yisal kedaitach analyzes the Gemara. Why did Rabbi Yochanan need to give us the ukimta of bidvela shmeina shanu? I construct another case, and that is that it landed not against the wall because it was sticky, but rather it landed in a hole against the wall. According to Shita Abaye that says it's considered like Rishus HaRabim, why do we have to say it's talking about a sticky thing? He threw it and it landed in a hole. Answers the Gemara, Zimna Mishani La. There are times that we answer this question. Shani Tzror V'Chefetz D'Mihader V'Asi. Sometimes we answered that they were bouncy. They rebound. They don't land in the hole. They're a bouncy type of ball. Zimnin mishanila. In other words, the tzor and the chayfets don't stick. Zimnin mishanila, even if it's in a hole. Zimnin mishanila, sometimes we answer bekosel d'les bechar, that it's a wall that does not have a hole. Now the Gemara analyzes another part of that Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you that we have to be talking about a wall that doesn't have a hole. Mimai, midiktani ratio. Let's look back at the ratio. Zarek lemala me'asar tfachim. If he threw it above 10 tfachim, kizarek ba'avir. It's as if he threw it into the air. Now, v'yisal g'dayl b'kosel d'ispei chor. If we're going to say that our Mishnah was talking about a wall that has a hole, amai kizarek ba'avir. Why would we say it's considered as if it rested in the area of the makom p'tur? Hanach b'chor. It could be that it rested in a hole, because we're talking about a wall that has a hole, I thought. It must be, says Abaye, that we're talking about a wall that does not have holes in it. Hence, you cannot bring a raya from the ukimta of Dvela Shmeina Shanu that the halacha does not apply also to a hole, but they were assuming there was no hole. And if you're going to answer, no, maybe there was a wall with a hole, but over there we cannot say that it rested in a Rishus HaYachid, because Masnis and the Lesbu Dalet al Dalet, because the Mishnah was talking about a area that does not have 4x4. Vamar of Yudam Rechia Zarek Lamal Miyud Tfachim V'Holcha V'Nacha B'Chor Koshu, banul machlokas from meir v'rabana. No, even if it's less than 4x4, it would be totally on a machlokas. The Rameir Savar Chokikin Lahashlim. Rameir says we view the wall as chiseled out to be mashlim l'shir. V'rabbanan Savri ain Chokikin Lahashman. And the Rabbanan hold that we're not Chokik Lahashman. Rashi adds, it's not only that this will be dependent on a machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanan, but this Stam Mishnah will presumably be following Rebbe Meir. If that's so then if we were talking about a case where there was a hole, according to Rebbe Meir, you should have been chayiv, because a Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. And the fact that the Mishnah says the opposite is proof that we're talking about an instance with a wall that does not have a hole at all. And if that's so then we cannot bring a raya against Abaye, who holds Churei Rishus HaRabim, our Kishus HaRabim, Elav Shmamina because of Aspechor Shmamina, and we therefore have, for eternity, a legitimate machlokis between Abaye and Rava, whether Churei Rishus HaRabim are considered like the Rishus HaRabim. And to summarize, our Gemara did conclude Churei Rishus HaYachid is Kirishus HaYachid, and therefore, if a person has an area which qualifies as Rishus HaYachid, even though its sides don't have the shear of Rishus HaYachid, it falls in the category of Churei Rishus HaYachid, and hence, if you transfer from a Rishus HaRabim into that area of the Rishus HaYachid, even if it's only Churei Rishus HaYachid, you are going to be Chayiv. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Shakla Vataria on Dav Zayin. Bezer Hashem, we now go on to the Halacha section. From the Gemara on Dav Zayin and Mabez emerges a very interesting and practical Halacha that gets at the core of a Machlokes Rishonim in our Sugya. The Gemara had told us on Zayin and Mabez that Churei Rishus HaYachid is Kirishus HaYachid. The holes in the Rishus HaYachid, or the addendum space of the Rishus HaYachid, is considered part of the Rishus HaYachid. We discussed in the Gemara an example of that, the Gemara's example of that. And Churei Rishus HaRabim, the holes of Rishus HaRabim, is a Machlokes between Abaye and Rava. We happen to pass like Rava, who holds Lav Kirishus HaRabim. Here is the practical application to the sugya. Shas Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Gimel Simin Chav Zayin raises a question that was already raised earlier by early Achronim, which exists practically for those people who don't live in an Erev. Nowadays, there are so many areas that have a Ruvim. We discussed the viability of building an Erev in different areas on the previous daf, but let's assume now that there is no Erev. An individual, how do people open and close their doors? You're not allowed to take a key, and if you're leaving your house and there's no one left, do you not lock the door? So for ages, Klal Yisrael had the following suggestion. Now that I've lived in an area for so many years, it's not often to see this, even though I should add tangentially, which we'll discuss in the future, that my Rebbe may be well, Rebbe Nevinsal does not carry even in places of an Erev. But what was very common in New York when I was a child, when there wasn't an Erev in New York, depending on how you decide in yesterday's question, or maybe how some would say you can't make an Erev in New York, either way, what's very common was a Shabbos belt. That in the place of having the men would wear as a clasp, as the clasp in their belt, a key. They would have it specially designed, as well as women would have a special brooch that was made out of a key as well. Okay, so let's assume that takes care of the problem of carrying. Now a person gets home. He wants to open the door. Now we're going to discuss one part of opening the door. This is not the whole discussion of opening the door in Shabbos. There are other parts to it, but let's discuss the part that emerges from our sugya. And that is, wait a second, if a person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, or the part that we're not going to discuss, the threshold might already be considered a Karmelis, either way, where the individual is standing there and he puts the key into the door, we've got a problem, Rabosai. Churei Rishus HaYachid. You've transferred the key either into a Rishus HaYachid from a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis. How could that be done? It's either a Shaila of a Doraisa or a Darabanan, but for sure, Aser. Let's remind ourselves. Our Gemara said Churei Rishus HaYachid is considered like a Rishus HaYachid. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Mem Hei Sif Katan tests writes the following. How large does a chur rishus hayachid have to be in order to be chayiv? And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a tosos. Tosis is on our Amud. V'inei das ha-tosis, the less chiyuva elim kein hoya ha-char arba al arba tvachim. Tosis holds that it's not considered a char unless, it's not considered a significant hold unless it's 4x4 tvachim. If we look back on our Amud, Tosis in the Bar Maskel v'halacha, about halfway through, the Tosis, first one online is Mamish, Tosis says that any time the place of the char is very small, so then even Rabbi Meir, who we had discussed had in our Amud, had said Chokikin Lahashmin, that we view that area as furrowed out, we do not say it in a small Char. However, points out the Mishnah Berurah that the Rajbo disagrees. Aval das ha-Rajbo v'am'iri de b'chorei ha-Rishus ha-Yachid ein tzarech she'ehei rochav arba d'yeshlam din Rishus ha-Yachid atzma b'chol gavna. That the chorei Rishus ha-Yachid have a din of Rishus ha-Yachid even if it's less than 4x4. So Minchas Yitzchak in the above mentioned tshuva suggests that our Shaila mentioned above would be tali in this machlokis, and it seems clear that many are choshish for the shita of Rajba and not for the shita of Tosfos. Should be pointed out that this doesn't apply to all locks. If there's a padlock, so then the padlock is not going into the Rishus HaYachid. However, if it's a lock where the hole goes through and through, so then in such a case, clearly, even from the side of the Rishus HaRabim, it's also called Rishus HaYachid. Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak claims that the same would apply to any standard kilak, which could be open from both sides. Emphasis over here is both sides. So then it's considered a lock that's considered, is a lock that's considered mefulish, and since it's considered mefulish, then it would be a problem. He deduces this from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Shin Mem Vav Sif Yud Aleph, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that if there's a lock that's not open from the inside, it only opens from the outside, then that does not qualify as chorei rishus hayachid. Mashma, that if it goes from both directions, so then in such a case, we would already consider it chorei rishus hayachid. Hence, and this is the psak that we have as well in the Shmirah Shabbos, Gehilchasa, in Perek Yud Ches, Sif Mem Tes, the Rav Neuwirth suggests that the only way that one could open a lock on Shabbos in such a case is to make sure that one does not take the key off of the Shabbos belt. So if it's still attached to the person, then never was entirely placed in the Rishus HaYachid. Which brings up an interesting halachic extension for our purposes as well. We mentioned, my wife reminded me, who's her schus, that all of our learning takes place over the internet, because I learned this, and to sharpen my own learning, I record this. But the schus of the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, that people learn this over the internet is only because of her. She takes it and edits it and uploads it. She pointed out to me that women would wear it as a pin. If women wore it as a pin, so then in such a case, they did not leave it attached to anything when they opened up the door. So that would be a real shaila that needs to be addressed by the Gedolei HaPoskim. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa suggests that he has to be careful to leave it on his belt, and then it would be permissible. If we were talking about a lock that has holes that are going in both directions. One final ha'ara from the Taz in Shin Mem Vav, Sif Katan Vav, there might be openings, no pun intended, lehatir, if we were talking about only a karmelis, ayin sham. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa does not advocate this, but maybe based on the Taz, we will discuss in the future the status of a threshold, that it could be if the threshold has the status of a karmelis and not the Rishus HaRabim, so then in such a case, according to the Taz, there might be room to be made. Nevertheless, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa comes out l'chumra. One more final note on this halacha. We will hopefully discuss this in another opportunity. In Shin Mem Vav, Siv Katan Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah adds that however it's permissible to put the key in the hole, there would be another shaila of then opening the door when the key is inside and then swinging the key into a Rishus Hayachid. Therefore, even in instances where it is permissible, as mentioned above, according to Shmur Shabbos Kilchaso, that it stays attached to one's Shabbos belt, one should be careful not to open the door. In most instances, it would be problematic to open the door. There are exceptions, but in most instances, there would be a problem. Hence, a person should be careful, even when following the directions of the Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa or the Taz, to keep in mind that opening the door also might be a problem. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the topic from Daf Zayin. Our second halacha topic from Daf Zayin is Karfeif. Karfeif is one of the most least understood halachos in regards to Rishuyos of Shabbos and the implication of someone who constructs an Eruv without taking into account a Karfeif could be catastrophic. First, let's see how it emerges from our Gemara. The halacha from the Gemara. Two lines on the top in Zayin Amar Alf. Karfeif yosem ibeis asayim shelo hukaf ledira. An area which is more than two sa'ah, let's give you the exact numbers for that, is 70 by 70 amos, which is 5,000 square amos, or one-third of an acre. The halacha is that one is not allowed to carry in there. Let's see that again in Rashi, in the Ramaskal Kidu'ula. Rashi said, Damar mechitza yilikros rishus hayachid el shemuchuseres dira. It's something that, a karfeif could be something that was surrounded by halachic walls or an eriv. However, there's no one that lives inside that area. Therefore, it's usher to be metaltal in it midrabanan. In Simin Shin Mem Vav, Siv Katan Tezayin, on the halacha Siv Gimel of Shin Mem Vav, which is the makar for the halacha of Karpev, the Mishnah Brura spells out that Chazal made the Karpev usher to carry in, even if it's surrounded by walls. The Magen Avram goes so far as to say it's Rishus Hayachid Gomor Min HaTorah, because in the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura, Shekiven Shehu Gadol Kol Kach Asli LeMichlof Rishus HaRabim, people will think that you're allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. The area is so large, and it's not Hukaf Ladira, and it's not been surrounded for people to live in, so then in such a case, it's prohibited to carry there. Now here comes the even bigger point. In Shin Nun Ches, if caught in Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Brura says that not only is one not allowed to carry in the Karfeif, but what happens if you build an Erev around the community, and there is a karfeif of Beis HaSayim that's lo hukaf ledira, not only can one not carry in the karfeif, but it will mess up the entire Eruv. These halachos, for those who have not learned Simin Shin Nun Ches and Simin Shin Men Vav, are quite complex. Our job in this halacha is to be ma'orer the basic issues. Rabbi Ribiat, in his 39 Malachos, has an excellent summary on pages 1384 and 1385. Over there, he gives a couple of excellent examples of a karfeif, a large storage yard outside a city, a farm during the growing season, that gets involved with the details in Shin Nun Ches. There's a very large vegetable garden that can also make the entire backyard prohibited to carry in. Lakes, creeks, ponds, wetlands, swamps, cemeteries. The only way one can deal with a karfeif when creating an eruv in a community is to fence off that karfeif as being separate and distinct through its own sets of tzuras ha-pesach. This all is what our Gemara and Rashi is alluding to when it discusses Karfeif Yosemi Beis HaSayim on Daf Zayin Amar Alef, two lines from the top, where Rashi says, three lines into the wide, L'kach Asur L'taltal Midrabanan, it's Midrabanan prohibited to carry in this Karfeif, and we pointed out that we paskin, not only is it prohibited to carry in this Karfeif, even if it's surrounded by walls, but it will be prohibited as well to carry in an area which is included in that karfeif. In other words, it would be prohibited to carry in an eruv which has a karfeif that has gone unchecked. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Zayin.